We're back on Tell a Man to Go Home. Just before the break, we heard two from Jesse Winchester, the classic, A Showman's Life. Love that song. You might have heard Buddy Miller do that song. Oh, man, does he do a good version. That was pretty good, though. And something live, Love is Hard, But Love is Fair from Jesse Winchester, and he will be great, so catch him this weekend. Let's run down the schedule, shall we? This one, it's another Christopher head-scratcher moment. Everything that's worth seeing at all is pretty much exactly at the same time, which drives me absolutely crazy. Because there's really nothing when you get there first thing on Sunday. So you can sleep in a little bit if you want. There's a couple of things. You got the gospel workshop and whatever. But nothing super exciting until noon when all hell breaks loose. You got to choose from Back Bacon and Screech and Maple and maple Syrup, James Keelahan, Jeremy Fisher, Hoxley Workman, O Susanna, Justin Redden. That's pretty solid, 12 to 115. Same friggin' time, 12 to 1. You got Jesse Winchester in concert. A little bit later, I guess you can miss the end of something to catch a run over and decide between these two. You got Old Songs, New Songs, Part 2 with, get this, Richard Thompson, Coburn, Ruthie Foster. Hello. That's going to be crazy. Or at the same friggin' time, Things with Strings, you got Willie P. Bennett and some other guys. You also, at the same time, you got... And I don't know what he was doing here with this name. Getting Harry on the Prairie. That's pretty much the dumbest workshop name I've ever heard. Dan Frechette, the Waylon Jennies, and the Doug and Jess Band. That should be pretty good. And then there's nothing that you absolutely need to see else. It's kind of weird. You got Greg McPherson's concert at 1:30. You might want to see that. Might want to see Willie Dunn at 3:15. I don't know. And 4 o'clock to 5:30. This should be good, actually. Freddie Eagle Smith and the Flying Squirrels. Doug and Jess Band featuring our friend Bluegrass Guy, who comes on at 4 o'clock. And the South Austin Jug Band. They spelled Austin wrong in the program, I just noticed. That's funny. So lots of interesting stuff to see on Sunday. Anyways, well, I haven't played any Waylon Jennies yet. What is wrong with me? We've got to do that. Jennies, of course, playing Thursday night, starting off the festival again. Same thing they did last time they were there. A couple of times you can see the Waylon Jennies. They got a workshop on Friday. Say it, Sing It, Sista, with Fruit, Karen and Helene, Sheena Grob and the Waylon Jennies. Then they're in that good one on Saturday with Winchester, Keelahan, Farron, Willie Dunn. That's Old Songs, New Songs. And then they got one on Sunday, Getting Harry on the Prayer. Freyer, come on, smarten up. Anyways, we'll play some Waylon Jennies and some James Keelahan, whatever else we can fit in. Tell the band to go. Think of this heart as a no. Stop unraveling.
different kind of death.
There are things that park and listen to the whistle of the train. Pull in from the station to the land of the golden grain. When we return again, our friends will drink our health. Cause there's no place here where there is such cheer as the land of the golden pelt. Molly dear, I greatly fear that soon I will be gone. I am going away on a harvest train to the far Saskatchewan. To reap the grain on a western plain where the buffalo used to roam. And I'll leave you alone in your island home, my dear Colleen Bawn. Molly dear, when night is near and I am far away, with loving heart you'll do your part and for me you will pray. When the kids are fed they go to bed and you'll stand out on the lawn, you will heave a sigh for your absent boy in the far Saskatchewan. Dear, dry up your tears, I'll soon be home again. My pockets line with the gold I'll find in the fields of the golden grain. Nevermore I'll go ashore to the far Saskatchewan, or I'll leave you here, my Molly dear, in our little island home. Listen to the whistle of the train. We are pulling from the station and we're homeward bound again. When we return again, our friends will drink our health. Cause there's no place here where there is such cheer as the land of the golden pelt. Land of the golden I made my way across the valleys, hills and plains, across the fields all cut down, once more to Saskatchewan. Time to get back to motherland. Better a good run than a bad stand. Oh, I may never leave again. Oh, I may never leave again. Oh, turn my gaze, a ribbon-colored asphalt gray. My mind returned to different days, distance as I traveled. The miles like an hourglass of sand. Better a good run than a bad stand. Oh, beneath the star-filled skies. We run our course and live our lives. Throw down roots on a spinning ball. Live one life as if that's all. Things might not work out as we had planned. Better at the run than a bad stand. Rises gray as homeward now I make my way. An icon clothed in prairie scrub, the world a wheel and I its hub, a dormant fire waiting to be fanned. Better a good run than a bad stand. species on the verge of extinction. She was an Air New Zealand hostess. They were mystically joined, like rabbits and Landau, like Pinky and Perky, like Porgy and Bess. Oh, he loved the pursuit and the romance, but the details were more of a chore. When the bride's veil lifted, his mind soon drifted. At least that's what had happened before. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas and courtroom dramas remind me of glad I'm alive. When the toast was to nobles and princes, in the conjugal nest, she was seen at her best, with a keen eye for curtains and chintzes. She had all of the furniture ordered by the time they were naming the date. And her mother came speeding from distant Dunedin to help with the flowers and cake. Should we stand on our heads? Would sackcloth and ashes displease you? And the honeymoon down in Ibiza, where the sun and the nightlife were hot. But she lay on the sand, he said, isn't it grand? I'll bring all of my wives to this spot. Left him nothing to spout but hot air. A long interruption, since his last eruption was disguised by sheer devil may care. But some charm and some skill and maneuver had him rising to meet the occasion. And for once they found bliss when news of the tryst got to Fleet Street and caused a sensation. Let it blow. At the most, we were all glad to see it reach weeks two and three, but the fourth week the whole thing was toast. And she dragged her tail back to New Zealand with threats of high court and revenge. Meanwhile, his eye did stray to the ample bustier of a novelty dancer from Penge. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble.
Richard Thompson, catch him Sunday night at 6 on the main stage. That's a good night, actually. Richard Thompson, then Farron in the middle, Ricky Lee Jones, then Mike Seeger, Bruce Coburn, and then their big finale. Of course, Thompson's also doing a workshop on Sunday afternoon, 12:45 to 2, Old Songs, New Songs, Part 2. with Bruce Coburn and Ruthie Foster. That should be pretty crazy. We heard Let It Blow there from Front Parlor Ballads. What else did we hear in there? We heard Bruce Coburn from his new record. See You Tomorrow was the name of the track. We heard James Keelahan with Gladys Ridge. That was actually recorded live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. You might have even heard yourself there. Were you singing along on that track when way back when? Good. James Keelahan's got a new record. We heard Harvest Train. The record is called A Few Simple Verses. It's some of his favorite sort of traditional folk songs and stuff. Two from the brand new Waylon Jennings record, Firecracker, Things That You Know, and Some Good Thing, and check them all out at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Check out winnipegfolkfestival.com for all the details and the schedules and stuff. I hope to see you out there. You know where I'm going to be now. I've told you what workshops I'm going to be at, so come and say hi. I love it when you do that. So, yeah, maybe we can have a little drink or something. You know, that'd be nice. Sure. Enjoy yourself out there. Be careful. And so we won't be here live in the studio on Thursday for Steel Belted Free Range Radio or on Sunday for Tell the Band to Go Home, but we will have something on. I'm almost sure of that. There'll be something on. But you shouldn't be here listening anyway. You can always check out the podcast later on, though. TellTheBandToGoHome.com for all the podcasts of this show and other shows. That's a good place to catch up on ones that you've missed or hear them again because they're that darn good. And I want to leave the show. We'll officially the end of Tell the Band to Go Home, our singer-songwriter show. I want to play a band that I was super excited when I heard that they were playing the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year. I couldn't wait to see them. They're a young rock band from PEI called 2 Hours Traffic, and we talked to them on the phone when their record came out. I saw that they were playing. They're coming all the way from PEI to play for 1 hour, and that's it. In what is surely the biggest Chris Farrier head-scratcher moment, the Firefly Palace for the last couple of years, it's this late-night alternative to the main stage. Sometimes the main stage is kind of boring, so you go over to this other place, and they always have edgy kind of rock bands and good stuff. Last year they had the Rio Statics and Novelero and Xavier Rudd there and all kinds of great stuff there. This year it's an absolute waste of time, except for two acts that you might want to see. Friday night, you got from 9:30 to 10:30, 2 hours traffic. They're coming all the way from PEI for that. That's it. And then there's a band called Low that all the hipsters are into. I don't have a clue who they are, but I guess I'll go check it out and find out for myself. 10:45 to 12. Other than that, stay away from the Firefly Palace, and if you see Chris Freyer, ask him what the hell went wrong there, because that was a real good thing, and it's pretty much done, which is really sad. Anyway, so we'll play some 2 hours traffic. Join us again. Thanks for being here. See you at Folk Fest.